Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today, talking international markets with Greg Haynes. Back with Greg in just a moment. Ranching ain't for sissies. The 2019 Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference, April 23rd, 24th in Canadian, Texas, will take on critical issues facing the beef cattle industry. Speakers will include Temple Grandin, Burke Tykert of Beef Magazine, Cattle Facts, and many others. For more info, call Hemp Hill County AgriLife at 806-323-9114. 806-323-9114. 323-9114. This is Ron Hayes. I'll see you in Canadian.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
Greg Haynes is Vice President for International Marketing for the U.S. Meat Export Federation for now, but come June, he will be taking on the role of Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. We caught up with him recently at the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers annual meeting and talked with him about some of the international programs that he's helping leading right now at the USMEF.
Well, I think it really depends. You know, each of the international markets is a little bit different, so they'll have a different demand or different cooking styles, different cuts. So I think our main objective really is to find those cuts that fit into the cooking styles, that meet the price points for each of those markets, and then make sure those buyers understand the attributes of them so that they're purchasing U.S. product and not looking to our competitors, you know, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, or South America. So every market's got a little bit of different activities like that. You know, Korea was a huge year for us last year, so in 2018, I think that had a lot to do just with like some of the work we've been doing since we re-entered the market after BSE and had the protests, you know, working with those importers and distributors, a lot of the education, but that relationship that we've been able to do and working even on the consumer side, the consumers now are not concerned about the safety of U.S. beef at all, and they understand the quality attributes, so they're selecting that over the competition now.
And the turnaround in the Korea market is nothing short of phenomenal.
The impact of BSE and when the U.S. re-entered the market, they had all these protests against that. I think that raised a lot of concerns just about the safety of beef in general, especially imported beef. So I think just the work, you know, we've been doing and just, you know, changes in the acceptance in the consumers there have moved them away from that. And now they're really looking for quality and consistency. There's some changes in society there. There's a lot more single households or just double income households without children. So they're looking for convenience. They're looking for taste, quality. We really fit into those categories, and so that's where we're really trying to focus on is how do we get U.S. meat and beef into those areas, have the consumers select that over the competition. And I think there, too, we've got an advantage. We have the Korea Free Trade Agreement, so our duty rates have been going down, which makes the products much more affordable to the consumers. So now they can, like, try it, and they're like, hey, this is good stuff. And now it's more reasonable. We can buy it more, so they keep buying more. Again, they're buying more of ours than the competition, so I think that's really the key thing. You're seeing their per capita consumption continue to increase, and we're really getting that increase. So that for us, that's huge, and that's where we want to be.
I know that in Korea and also some of the other key markets around the globe that you've done been able to do a good job of working with some of the key players in those markets, some of the key supermarket chains and other purveyors, big restaurant chains, ones in Japan, for example, Yoshinoya.
Right.
How do you make that a success? How do you get those kind of things to come together?
Right, and that's really kind of a key strategy of ours within each of those sectors. You know, if it's the retail or food service sectors, we try to find those areas with those leading companies that are really the bell cows, you know, that are setting the trends and leading the rest of the companies. So those are our targets. So we work. It takes years and years, but we work to develop those relationships with them, that trust. You know, we educate them. We bring them to the U.S. U.S. We help support promotions. So it's really a combination of a whole bunch of different activities. But I think over time, then you see the benefits of that is that they understand the quality of our product. They've got that loyalty to it. They're not price buyers, but they're like, yes, you know, this is what our consumers want. The product, safe, wholesome, delicious, reasonably priced. That's what we want. So that's kind of key for us is to set that up. You know, we've been in Japan for 42 years. We've been in Korea over 30 years. So, I mean, over that time, I think that's where you see the fruits of the labor there.
Greg Haynes, who understands these international markets very well, soon to be the CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.